On my transatlantic crossing, we cruised through the Canary Islands. And in the Canary Islands, one of those islands, the one furthest west on the Atlantic side, not on the Africa side, the one on the Atlantic side is a beautiful, lush island that has been heavily affected over the years by volcanic activity and has had landslides where whole sections of the island have slid off into the ocean, creating all sorts of havoc. And as we sat there on our ship looking at this island, our lecturer on board started telling us about the history of volcanism here and the dangers of landslides and how eventually someday there's going to be a major volcanic action that'll cause half of the island to slide off into the Atlantic Ocean and will generate a massive multi-hundred foot tall wave, tidal wave, tsunami that will go cruising across the Atlantic Ocean and 11 hours later will smash into the Atlantic seaboard and drown everybody up and down the East Coast. And we all sat and listened, and everybody started talking. Disaster, horror, terror, fear, when will this happen? Will it happen soon? And he said, well, soon in geological terms, yes. Could it happen tomorrow? Well, it could happen tomorrow. Not likely, but within the next couple of million years, it may well happen. They still jabbered about it. They were still worried about it. They were still afraid about it. And that night at dinner, nothing else seemed to be talked about except the coming deluge of tsunamis against the eastern seaboard of the United States. And then they started making connections between that and 2012. December the 21st, 2012. It'll be a Friday. According to one Mayan calendar found in the Mexican state of Tabasco, no, that's not a joke, that's real, a very spicy kind of frightening story here. Found in the Mexican state of Tabasco is this stela that contains this Mayan calendar that says that the world will come to an end on December the 21st in the year 2012. There are other Mayan calendars that keep going and going and going, kind of like the Energizer Bunny. But this one says it'll end on December 21st, 2012. I would be willing, I don't bet much anymore, but I would be willing to lay money on the line that on December the 23rd, which will be a Sunday, we will be here laughing about all of the 2012 hysteria. There's a movie out right now called 2012, and get the truth about 2012, and the hysteria that disaster is going to happen, and there's going to be floods and earthquakes, and cities are going to slide off into the ocean, and buildings are going to fall down, and the whole world is going to come to an end, and a great big aircraft carrier is going to roll over into the White House, and all this other stuff that you've seen in the movie. All of this junk, this disaster, this doom and gloom, this terror, all of this stuff, this expectation is nothing new. They just got better in making movies about it. In fact, I often thought it would be a neat idea if we really had good foresight, we could come up with a new date for the end of the world. Let's see. How about December the 24th? That's a good date. December the 24th, 2018. Let's see. That's 9 years from now. That gives us 9 years to write and publish and sell a book and make an awful lot of money on the fears of people about the end of time. Going back 2,000 years plus, people have speculated and been afraid of the end of time and the second coming of Jesus. No worse was it than in the year 999, when the first millennium was coming to an end, and they were afraid that Jesus was to return. And until they got to 1,000 and then 1,033, things started to calm down. And it happens again and again and again throughout the history of the church. People have speculated on the second coming of Jesus. Throughout the history of the world, people have speculated about its coming to an end and when it would be. Harmonic convergence. Remember the 2000 fears of what would happen with our computers? Would there be meltdowns and major events? No, no. Terror and fear about the end seems to run rampant from time to time. And this 2012 hysteria is nothing new. And I suppose we have a choice. We can either choose the 2012 hysteria, or we can choose Jesus. We can choose the 2012 fear, or we can choose to trust Jesus. Now, what does Jesus have to say? Well, at first, it doesn't sound all that good. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves, and people will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. Doesn't sound very good to me. But look what Jesus says. Now, when these things begin to take place, does he say, run and hide? Come on, does he say, run and hide? Does he say, run and stick your head in the ground like an ostrich? No. Does he say, go and get yourself a shelter, a bomb shelter, and hide out? No. Does he say, run to the far ends of the earth? No. Does he say, get into an airplane and try to fly yourself through buildings as they collapse around you? No. No. He says, stand up and raise your heads. Because your redemption is drawing near. Stand up. Raise your heads. Because your redemption, your deliverance, is being brought near to you. Throughout the history of the church, the season of Advent has been the time in which we have talked about the coming of Christ. We talk about the coming of Jesus at the beginning of this season in his second coming. Then we shift in the second half of the season and we talk about Jesus in his first coming. So we begin by speaking about the return of Christ, his return. And some people seem to major on the subject of the return of Jesus and the end of the world. They preach long sermons about it and huge series about it and write lots of books about it and build whole theologies about it, Left Behind and other stuff like that. Whereas, for example, in the history of the church, we've reserved 2 Sundays out of 52 for the return of Jesus in the lectionary. And one line in the creed about the return of Jesus. It seems to be a rather minor point in most Christian theology, but an important one. Because we are part of the kingdom of God here in the church. We proclaim the presence of God, the love of God. We are ambassadors of Christ to a broken and hurting world. We're called to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom to all, that all are welcome to be a part of the family of God. And that's part of what it means to be an Advent people, proclaiming the good news of God welcoming all, regardless of where they come from, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you've been, all are welcome into the family of God. That's an Advent message. And we proclaim it on these first 2 Sundays, especially in connection with his return. That we are called to stand up, not be afraid, not run away, not be in distress, not be worrying. We are called to stand up, lift up our heads, and witness to and proclaim the good news that our redemption, our forgiveness, our reception into the kingdom of God, God's love is made known to all. We are called to make this gospel, this good news, known to everyone. That's what we're called to do. When things are going awry, when there is war and rumor of war, and that seems to be all the time these days, when there is fighting going on in Capitol Hill, when there's fighting going on in our streets, when there's fighting going on in the church, we are called to stand up, lift up our heads and proclaim that the redemption of God is here. The redemption of God is coming near to us now. Just as surely as that little baby was born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago now, just as surely as a baby is born, so surely Christ will return and bring the whole kingdom of God to completion. And we are blessed to be a part of it, to stand and lift up our heads and participate in the redemption of God for the whole world. That is what we're called to do and be. We're not called to be focusing in on other people's sins. That's one of the problems with so much of this end time preaching. It usually comes down to some loudmouth blowhard getting up there and saying, "You're a sinner and you must repent or God won't love you." Baloney. When I hear those loudmouth blowhards on TV and they do that, I turn the channel real quick. Ugh. That's not what this season is about. That's not what the return of Christ is about. It's about proclaiming the love of God to all. The evil of this world is destroyed, wiped out by the love of God. The old things are brought down and the new kingdom is raised up. Valleys are made into plains and mountains are brought low. The whole world order is changed by the very love of God. And we are called not to run, not to hide, not to be afraid, not to be worried, not to be involved in our own little concerns, but instead to stand up and raise up our heads and proclaim with our very being that the redemption of God has come near. This Advent, if we do nothing else but proclaim the love of God for all, if we do nothing else but proclaim the acceptance of God to all, if we do nothing else but welcome the children of God in whatever form they may present themselves into the family of faith, if we do nothing but express God's love to every person we meet through word and deed, if we do nothing but this, we'll be establishing the kingdom of God in our midst. We'll be expressing as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, the love of God to all. And that's what we're called to do. And that's what we're called to proclaim in Advent. Let us be an Advent people, proclaiming a new beginning for all with God. A new beginning, a new start for all, for this entire world with God. And let all of us, as the people of God, begin anew to live as ambassadors of the love of God to all. Stand up, lift up your head, and give thanks that the redemption of God has come near.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries.
Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved.
For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.